Jack Leger teachers, Jack Leger governors. Well, what do they usually mean when they call them Jack Leger? Do they mean it in a nice?
They meant they wasn't a good y'all, make a good job of things. They call them Jack Leger.
In other words, that's something they did and really didn't know how to do. That wasn't a regular job. What relation would your mother's sister be to you? Your mother's sisters, what would you call them?
Aunt.
These are titles for people. I don't know whether this one makes sense or not, but if you've seen them advertise Kentucky Fried Chicken on television, you know the old man that does the commercial, you remember his name. That's they left there. Who did the cooking?
I know it's in his name. Oh. They got a place where we
from Kentucky.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Cooked by?
By,
Colonel Sanders.
That's right. But you know, I stayed home so much, right? Don't know nothing about this.
Well, I thought maybe you'd seen him on television, you know, with his little white goatee.
I know.
Have you ever seen him on TV?
Oh, yeah. I've seen him up there with the crowd, you know, and had a whole stack of fried chicken. And they sold what they had together, you know. Man, he sold fried chicken till he wouldn't have to quit flying.
Now, you talk about being old and working. That man was in his 80s when he started that chicken business. He's in his 90s now.
Yeah.
He had a...
You know, Ben was looking down the paper this morning. He lay down and got tired. He said, I'm going to get up and sit in the chair a little bit. Fiercely angry with me. And he was reading in the paper. I don't know how old the paper was. But he said one of the women, big women, was 90 years old. The other one was 100.
A lot of folks keep going in. Yesterday's paper was a man 92 years old. It's a lawyer in Atlanta still practicing. Another word that if you can think about would be the person who's in charge of all the army, the highest officer in the army. You know, they have colonels and captains, and the biggest one, Robert E. Lee, was the...
That was
the highest officer in the army. Eisenhower was.
I used to have to know it wasn't him.
Yeah, the word I was thinking about was general.
General, that's right, that's right. But you know, sometimes, honey, I guess why I can't think of my own name.
Okay. A while ago, you told me Billy was the nickname for.
William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, what would you call your father's brother?
Well?
Your mother's sister is your aunt. Your father's brother is your uncle. Can you think of any other titles that soldiers have besides general?
Well, there's a lieutenant. And there's a... private, and there's a
lot of times the Negro men would just call white men this name, you know, just as an honor to them. When they'd go up to them, if they didn't know their name, they'd speak to them as
well. As they got that salute, you know, and that's most of the important thing from the way they speak to them.
Salute, and sometimes they call them captain.
Sometimes they call them captain, but they got so many more different names what they used to have. Now, you take my boy,